The Gemara says in Daf Kuf Dalam and Aleph, the Rameir Hayadarish Lashon Hadid. Right after the Mishnah, the Gemara says Rameir Yusuf Darshan Lashon Hadid. The Tanya Rameir Aimim Aiver Vlayavid Mishal B'Meitva. That if I don't take care of the Sada properly, I'm going to pay with Meitav, Tashumin of Meitav. So the question is, what exactly is the Chiddush of Rameir? What does it mean he's Darish Lashon Hadid? So Taisa says over here that Hayadarish Lashon Hadid, Lashonish Latiknu Chachamim Lichtai Velahadiyotis, Hogar Lakaisim Hayadarish Rafil Lakas Apilo Nechtav. The Chiddush is that these Lashonis that people write, even if they didn't write it, but being that they are regal to write them, he would hold that the guy is mechuyev to pay. Even if he didn't write it, it's kilu, it's written, because that was the minhag hamakom to write them. The dafka kishikasov, because if the Gemara means only when he wrote it, he would darshan lashon hadid, then maya darsh. What does it mean? What's the Chiddush that he was darsh? Pshitush eshelakang, meshehisna, da'olav asmachti. If not, what's the Chiddush? The guy said he's going to do this. Of course, you have to keep it. It's not an asmachta, what would be the Chiddush? So Zak Taisus must be the Chiddush is that even though he didn't write it, being that it's the Minhag HaMakom, you have to keep it, even though it wasn't Nachtav. For Rashi, I would think that L'chayik can be Medayik that he's Chayik on Taisus. Rashi says, Darsh Lashon Hadyot, Shehi Gilu Hadyotis Luchtav, Shaloi Ketakonis Chachamim, Darsh Alashon Lipsak Adin Achrav. So Rashi does not mention anything about that, even though it's not written, it's Gilu, it's written. It sounds like from Rashi, the Rashi is Bavarning the different Chiddush. He's saying the Chiddush is that even though that the this is a Lashon that Hedyotis wrote, and it's not from Takanos Chachamim. Afal Pichin, we take it seriously, we assume that's what he meant, and we do follow that Lashon, and we paskin like that Lashon, even though it's not coming from Takanos Chachamim. So Rashi, number one, doesn't mention what Taisa says, that it's Nechtav Kilu, even if it's not Nechtav, it's Kilu, it's Nechtav. And number two, he says a different Chiddush. The Chiddush is that even though it's Shalai Takanos Chachamim, we still follow that Lashon. So the Pashas is Rashi, he's arguing on Taisus, and if you didn't write an Avada, you would not be Mechuyev to keep it. But I saw in the Beis Yosef seems to learn Rashi not like me. The Beis Yosef, after he's going on the tour says that kol halashim shegilin luchta b'shtaris, afilo enim etikim chachamim lashon hadid shnagel luchta b'makom halchad akam afilo lo nechtav, donen osegilo nechtav. The Torah says even if you didn't write it, it's as if you wrote it. And for a marker for that, he brings Taisus and the Rush, and then he says v'chein yeshadatim de v'Rashi shekasob lashon hadid shehugilu hadyotis luchtav d'mashal midikta klushana shehugilu hadyotis v'ze afish shel kasu v'kilo nechtav dami. So he's medayik from the Lashon of Rashi. When Rashi says Hirgilu, why is he saying Hirgilu? That it's coming to say that even if you didn't do it, it's as if you did it, because that is the Hirgilu. So he's learning in Rashi, mamish like Taisus. But Lulei Dvarvar, I think that Rashi is saying Fakir. He's saying that if you didn't write it, Vada doesn't work. The Chiddush is that we follow the Lashon Hadid Bichlal. That's the Chiddush. And the you find this Lahedi in the Shita. He brings this in the Rabbit, it's such a Mahalach. The Shita says that Lashon Hadid, Shanim B'tekanus L'chamim, Avon Kaitzim Ma'atzman, Vim L'kasav Ein Chai Behem. So the rabbi says lahadid that if you didn't write it in achayev, so there's no reason why you can't say the Rashi means that as well. And what's the chiddush then? Like Tessa says, what would be the chiddush? So the shita in a different shtickle, he says that the chiddush is the following. He says, we don't say that he's just maybe just wrote it to liyipui halashen and he didn't really mean it. So the Chiddush is that you would think that being that it's not the Tekanos Chachamim, the Hedyot wrote it on its own. Maybe he wrote it stam, but he didn't really mean that it should be binding. He didn't mean it as a chiyuv. We don't say that, but we take it seriously and we darshan it that it is binding. If that's a Chiddush, there's no hechach to say that even though it's not written, it should be as if it is written. So even though Tyson Rush do say this in the Torah, but for Mashi, Lachar, you could say that, yeah, not like that, and if he didn't write it, then a taka wouldn't be binding.